eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Wednesday, June 23rd, and you are listening to the program that tries to take the mystery out of your financial life. And we do that for all sorts of people. The people who are just starting out, we do it for people who already have money. Whether you have lots of money, not so much money, doesn't really matter to us. We just want to help you make the best decision you can, the next best decision you can in your financial life. We don't like to dwell on the past either. I'm not a big past dweller. We are here to figure out how to put your best foot forward, how to get started today in little bite-sized chunks, okay? So if you'd like to join us on the program and ask your question live, all you have to do is send us your email, regular email address, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Or if you're on our website, jillonmoney.com, you can just hit the contact button. Ask the question and then say, hey, I'd come on the air with you. That is what Anne did. Now, Anne is from a large state in the Pacific Northwest that I'm seemingly having a hard time pronouncing. So I'm going to try one more time, Anne. Tell me how I'm doing. Oregon.
Oregon. The second one was better.
Oregon or Egan. Okay. She's from the Pacific Northwest, also known as Oregon, and a big city. So you guys can figure out which one that is. Anne, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Tell me what's going on. How can we help you out?
So I'm just wondering how to allocate my portfolio. I feel like I've been making sure I've done it for the past 20 years and haven't paid too much attention to what I've invested in. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm getting a little older and closer to retirement than I have been, I want to make sure I'm invested in the right stuff.
Let me ask you to tell us a little bit about you and where you are in life and what's happening.
So I'm 44. My husband is 41. We have four kids. My husband makes about $75,000 a year. I make about, this last year I made $44,000 a year. My income is pretty inconsistent because I work on call and then I work two different contract jobs.
Wait, you're a nurse?
No, I'm not a nurse. I work at a hospital helping kids cope with hospitalization.
Oh my God, that's such a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I like it. It's good. I've done it for 20 years now. And then I teach at two different universities. So like I said, my income is inconsistent, but I have been consistent. We've always been consistent at saving 15%. We've got a fully funded emergency fund. We own our home and have a really good interest rate on that.
Mm-hmm. How much is the house worth? I mean, I know there you have seen a huge housing
explosion. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Right? So what's happened?
I would guess it's worth somewhere between 525 and 550 based on what's selling around us.
And what's the outstanding mortgage balance?
It's about 192.
Oh, great. And, you know, on your cash flow, you're 120, you put 15% away, you've got your emergency fund, you're paying your mortgage. Are you feeling comfortable in, you know, you don't make a ton of money, but you're making a lot of money relative to the universe. And it seems like you save a lot and you've got four kids. So how does it feel for you guys?
It feels better than it's ever been. I mean, you know, during the recession in 2008, my husband, we was underemployed. We were both underemployed for a long time. So it feels better than it's ever, honestly. As far
That's
as
great. That's amazing. How old are the kids? Give me just the range.
4 to 14.
Oh, you're busy. I don't even know how you're doing anything working. How do you swing that? I mean, really, what happened during, can you just tell us a little bit of what, give us a snapshot, Anne in the Pacific Northwest life during COVID, what happened for those four kids? Just a quick snapshot, please.
Well, they all came home in March of 2020. You know, we were doing school from home. Honestly, they just got on for like a couple minutes a day and we just dealt with it. Then the school was really good about having things really organized in the fall, even though they were still online until March. So they went from September to March online. But honestly, I don't have kids with any high needs. So that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And they had really good school. I felt their school did a really good job of engaging them. I know a lot of other parents don't necessarily feel like that, but it worked for us. And then my mom did preschool for my 4-year-old because preschool was canceled. So,
oh my God, your mother, the saint.
Today's their last day. So her and my nephew. So the
oh
two of them.
My God, that's so. Do you feel exhausted from the experience, or do you feel like you're ready to get back and like get into it? Like, how are you feeling?
I'm exhausted. I think I was doing great all during it because it's what I had to do. My job at work changed for a long time. I was one of those screeners at the hospital where people come in and you take temperatures and ask them all the invasive questions. Mm-hmm. I did that for a long time instead of my actual job. So I think it's all kind of hitting me now. I'm like, oh my gosh, what have we all just been through?
Right? Oh my God. Well, thank you for doing the hard work that you seem to be doing. It's unbelievable. So are you a contractor at all those jobs, or any of those jobs, are you
W-2? I guess I'm actually W-2 for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay.
Just on a like contract basis for the universities. It's like, we want you to teach this term. We'll pay you this much money.
I gotcha.
And then it's, you know, we'll see what happens the next term. And it's based on my availability and their availability.
All right. But you're doing fine. You're making this 120 grand a year. You're putting 15% into your retirement accounts. Tell me what's in the retirement accounts right now. Like, how much money total?
So there's about 285,000.
Great. That's fantastic. Are either you or your husband entitled to a pension at retirement?
No, I might be entitled to a very small one from when my hospital switched over to stuff, but mm-hmm. I honestly don't know. And if I do, it's very small.
Okay. And in the retirement accounts, are you doing traditional or Roth?
We're doing a lot of things.
All right, let's get into it. That's really the nut of your question, which is what's going on in these darn accounts? So tell us what's going on.
There's a lot of things. So we have a Roth through Schwab that we just contribute to our own. That one has about $81,000.
Okay.
We have one through my husband's account that has about $96,000, and it is mostly a traditional, but we switched it to Roth, I don't know, 2 years ago.
Okay. So like 90 and 6 or something, whatever.
Yeah.
It is, right. Okay.
Yeah. And then for me, I have about 100 in my work, and that's the same thing. Like, we switched at the same time to a Roth when companies started offering them more.
Right. Mostly traditional. And so yours is a 403B, I guess, or a 401B?
It is. Yes. Yes. Okay. You're correct. It's a 403B.
Okay. And so there you have it. That's great. So there's your 285.
And then we have like $1,000 in my, for one of the university jobs, I have just $1,000 because that's just gotten started.
Floating around. Okay, great. Yeah. Is your husband entitled to a match through his retirement account?
So yes, he is. And with his, we contribute up to his match. And then we put the rest of the 15 to get up to 15%. So I think with his match, we get up to 12% and we take the other 3% and put it in the Schwab account.
And besides these retirement accounts, any money that's outside of retirement at this point?
So we have a health equity account. So the health savings we have about 5,000 in that that's invested, and then 5,000 that's just in the cash to pay for like the yearly expenses.
Okay. That's fantastic. Those are wonderful accounts. They're great to use. It's nice to have it like sitting there. So perfect, perfect, perfect. Kids, college, anything like that that's on your mind?
It's on my mind, but we're not doing much right now.
Good. Don't worry about it. So at this point, if you're putting 15% into some combination of your retirement accounts through work and then also your Roths, that's that when you said 15%, you were talking about those, you know, sort of both employer and your own accounts, right?
Yep.
Great.
Total.
Okay. And when you're done at the end of the day, any debt besides the mortgage?
No. I mean, we have credit card bills that we pay off monthly.
Okay. That's fine.
No, there's no debt.
Auto loans?
No, we drive 20-year-old cars and we're fine with it. So,
what's your 20-year-old car? Maybe I want to get that car.
No, you don't. But I'd love to tell you. You might want to get the one I sold. But the one I have is it's a Honda Sienna. It's it runs great, but it's a minivan and it's really ugly. But it performs.
I like a minivan. I think it's like this. Okay, I don't have a family, but I will say that I always like whenever I borrow my sister-in-law's minivan to do like cart something big. I was like, this is a great car. This is so great. It's so convenient. It's so easy to get in
and that's
and out
why
of.
We keep. It. And if we had a nice car, I would worry that the kids would do something to it.
So now let's talk about the allocation of these accounts, which is you wrote in and you said you really want allocation help. And you said you're worried because you're worried about having some analysis paralysis. So let's break it down. Tell me what you got and tell me what you're thinking.
What I got, that's where it's kind of all over the place. What I've done is in like some of them, like the one for my husband's work, like I was just like, I don't know what I should do. So I signed up on their free thing and they told me what to do. And then I canceled. So I don't have to pay the fee. And then I just kept it. And that was a couple of years ago. But that one has some pretty high fees, although I feel like it's doing really well.
How many funds are in that account?
A lot.
I'm going to tell you how many because
you
told
me. Tell me how many.
I'll tell you why, because I have your original email here.
Yes, thank you.
I'm putting this out there because it's going to make Mark completely insane. There are 29 different funds to choose from, and we're in 9 of them. 9. 9 funds is more than you need. I'm going to just go down this list for a second because you gave me the allocation for your Schwab Roth IRA. In that, I'm just going to tell everybody what our friend Ann from the Pacific Northwest has. So she's got the Schwab 100 Index. She's got the Schwab Large Company Index. She has the S&P 500 Index and the Total Stock Market Index. Essentially, you have 4 of the same funds, okay? You do not need all 4 of those. I promise you, you don't. Mark, which fund shall we pick for Ann's Roth IRA at Schwab to basically capture the large stock index portion of this program? What do you think, Mark? That's so funny. I thought you were going to say Total Stock Market Index. Okay, I'm with you. Either one, stock market index or S&P 500 does not matter to me. All of those funds. So you have 21% in the Schwab 100, 12% in the U.S. company, 22% in 40, 50. All right. So you have 70%. Put 70% in the S&P 500 fund. That's it. Put the 70% there. Then you've got 8% international. I'd make that 10%. And I would make 10% your small cap index, 70, 80, 90. I'm just adding this up in my head. Do you have to be all stock? Are you willing to consider a bond index?
I'm willing. I was doing that in the Schwab. And then like in my work account, I was doing the retirement one. And I thought that would capture
I mean,
that,
okay.
That, I'm calling you because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm putting money in every month because that's what they tell me to do. But after that, I don't know what I'm doing.
Listen, Schlesinger, I'm doing what you tell me to do. Just help me figure this out. Okay, here's what I think you should do. Let's keep it simple. This Schwab account, let's put 3 funds in your Schwab account. And it's going to be all stocks. Now, if this is going to be the one that whips around, right? It's just going to go all over
and
the place.
I can handle that.
Okay, fine. You're going to go 15% in the international fund. You're going to go 70% in the S&P 500 fund, and you're going to go 15% in the small cap fund. Done. Now, I want you to take those allocations. I want you to apply it to the existing allocation and to any future money as well.
Okay.
15, 70, 15. 3 funds. That's all you have.
Awesome.
That's your Schwab account. Okay. Next, let's talk about the husband's traditional account. Okay. You got all that in one retirement plan, in a target date fund, right?
So yeah, and that's my retirement not that it matters. That's in the 403B and the Lincoln's the 403B.
Inside of that Lincoln 403B, are there index funds inside of that rather than the target date fund?
So here's the thing with, I don't even have to do the 403B from work I'm not matched because of my status as an employee. Mm-hmm. I used to be, and then they changed the rules and it made me mad. But I'm not matched anymore. I only do it because the reason I do it there is because it's consistent, because my paychecks vary from week to week and that consistently takes out my 15%.
That's fine. I mean, so, if you could send me, follow up with me, and if you sent me the list of the Lincoln choices, target date fund is fine. Mark, are you okay with the target date fund in the Lincoln account? Yeah. Send us those. Okay. So then that's that. You're going to follow up with that. Next, let's talk about this, the Fidelity. Tell me about the funds in there. What do you got? So,
Expensive ones. Sorry.
Tell me.
I don't even know what they are. They're just numbers. And like I said, I signed up for the free thing. It's like, let us help you allocate your portfolio. So I'm like, great, do it.
And here's the deal. No looking back. Let's look forward. So let's talk about what you have right now. Honestly, everyone listening, you have to understand. The only reason I do the going back is if I'm trying to understand why you made a certain decision. But most of us in our retirement accounts, we are very flip about the decisions we make. So let's talk about what you have in this your husband's mostly traditional retirement account. What's in there?
A FEEM blend, TD, Fidelity 500 index, Contra fund, GIB EXUS IDX, Fidelity low price, HTFD International, MFS.
HTFD. Okay, keep going. MFS.
Yeah. MFS value, PIM, I think is at the PIMCO total return.
So it's just a plain old Fidelity account now, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
Right. So there's a couple of funds that you mentioned that I think are really important to keep. The S&P 500 index, we have Fidelity Low Price Stock. There is a fund that you should check out. It's an international index, is F, F as in Frank, Z, I, L as in Larry, X, X-ray. And that is probably the best international fund that you can, you know, kind of check out. The other one that I think you should try to look at is the Fidelity Intermediate Term Bond Index. That is, you ready for this? F as in Frank, UAMX. That's the Fidelity Intermediate Term Bond Index. That's it. Easy peasy. And, you know, if you don't want the low price stock, because actually I think low price stock might actually, that might be a little more expensive. You should check out the small cap index fund, which is F as in Frank, S as in Sam, N Nancy, X, X-ray. You know, couldn't I be a travel consultant? Let's do that one. Let's do the small cap index instead. I mean, low price stock is a great fund. However, it's expensive. And then, you know, PIMCO Total Return is a very good fund. It really is. In fact, you know, you could either do the PIMCO Total Return or you can do the Intermediate Term Bond Index. Those are the two different ones that you could try. You know, in these accounts, you want to have some bonds. So I don't know how much you have in the bonds right now in the PIMCO Total Return, but you know, you're 44, you're not going to retire for 20 something years probably. You probably should have 20% in bonds just for the heck of it. And then same deal, like when you look at your index, make that be like the core holding, you know, 40-50%. 50% in large cap index, S&P 500, 15% in small cap index, 15% in international, and 20% in bonds, either PIMCO Total Return or that bond fund that I gave you. And then you're done. You guys got your wills? You got, what's going on?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
I know.
I made a phone call a couple months ago and they haven't called me back.
Okay. Can I just say that when I ask that question and it's like, have you done your wills? And there's like the pause, like, that's always a bad sign. Okay. Here's what I want you to do.
We have life insurance?
Okay, yeah. Good. What do you got?
$1 million on my husband, 500 on me.
And it's term life, right?
Term life. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Nice and cheap. Good. You might be slightly underinsured for you.
Yeah, that's what my husband says. if you die, I'm going to need more.
Exactly. Not only is he going to need more, but he's going to need either more money or more help or you know, he's going to have to find a Mary Poppins who wants to just fly right into the backyard. Do you have any way to buy life insurance through any of these healthcare professional organizations that you have? Because sometimes it's really cheap if you do it as a group plan.
I don't know. I don't check think so because I'm not benefited, but I will look.
Check it out.
Yeah. Okay.
But you get another 500 grand, at least for, okay. let's say that at least for 10 years.
Okay.
Because, you know, you have a youngster.
Right.
And we don't want anything bad to happen for you.
Right.
I mean, not too much. We don't want to give him an incentive to knock you off.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Do you have friends who are lawyers? Do you have any friends who are lawyers?
Yes, but I don't know that they do will and trust.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
just call them.
Lawyers. Okay.
Yeah, just call them up and be like, I need a trust lawyer. I just need someone to bang out a, you know, to get these documents done. That's what you want to do. Because even if it's like, oh, it's a real estate lawyer, there's someone in the firm or they know somebody. Oh, I went to law school with this guy who does that, with this gal who does. If you're really not getting your stuff together, go to Policy Genius and do their online module and get something down. Anne from the Pacific Northwest, we want to thank you so much for joining us today. Really, it's been a pleasure. So good luck to you and keep us posted on your progress, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Jill and Mark.
A pleasure. Okay, gang, do you want that? Do you want a little boot camp of whatever is going on in your financial life that needs addressing? Mark and I are happy to do that. Just send us an email with your question, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you're on our website, you just hit the contact button. We'll get your note. Tell us if you want to come on the air. And while you're on the website, bookmark it and sign up for our free weekly newsletter. It would be so great. It comes out every single Friday. So you can subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, we'd like to remind you to do something nice for someone else today. And just do the mantra with me, gang. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.